Bjork is wearing masks now. In the pictures, videos, and live performances that support the avant-garde singer's new album, Utopia, her face is hidden behind exquisitely made masks that evoke fantasy animals in various stages of their past and maybe future evolutions. Why does it seem more and more musicians are performing in masks? It's obviously good branding, a way to set oneself apart in a crowded market. But there are other reasons. Some do it for the advantages of anonymity. The masks worn by metal band Slipknot certainly add to their scary image, but they say that they do it to make it about the music and less about themselves. Anonymity can help an artist lose him or herself in a role, overcome shyness, and even protect them from persecution, as is the case with the balaclavas worn by Russian protest punk band Pussy Riot. A mask can also fit into the larger narrative of a mysterious stage persona. There are some very good origin stories. Electronic duo Daft Punk were turned into robots by a tragic sampler explosion in their studio. Guitarist Buckethead wears a mask and a KFC bucket on his head because he was raised by chickens who scratched his face off. Rapper MF Doom, short for Metal Face Doom, wears a metal mask to voice his opinion of the music industry by appropriating the backstory of Marvel Comics' Doctor Doom, who hides his face from the society responsible for his facial scars. And then some music is so transcendent that it just doesn't seem right that the musician should look like a normal human being. Which brings us back to Bjork. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.